News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Why do you want to see these teen discos regulated?
Yeah, I suppose when I was coming back in there, I could hear you talking about rites of passage. And I think the teenage disco has become a rite of passage for young people in Ireland moving to adulthood and has been a staple of sort of the recreational and social lives of young people in Ireland since, if you go back, at least since the late 1970s. But since about 2004, the legislation changed. There was a loophole which permitted children to be on licensed premises for under 18s events, so long as alcohol wasn't being sold at the time. And that really created conditions for these very large scale, loosely supervised, what have become highly sexualized and risky environments for young people. And what we're saying to government right now is 20 years on, you're bringing forward the Intoxicating Liquor Bill. You do have a chance to regulate effectively these events. You do have an opportunity to put in place proper safeguarding. There's no requirement on venues to have a child safeguarding statement. And you do have an opportunity with the Intoxicating Liquor Bill to make these events safer for young people. We're certainly not looking to have them banned.
And in what way? Because I accept what you're saying, that there is a bit of risk. And there's a really interesting study out. The World Health Organization has released a study on teenage drinking. And it's all over the UK press because the UK is the number one country in the world now for teenage drinking. But we in Ireland, we're the 40th country for teenage drinking. And it's 16% of girls, 15% of boys, which means that five out of six kids, young kids, they're not drinking. And I would say probably it was about 15% when I was young too. And there was a bit of sexual shenanigans when I was a teenager at discos too, often exaggerated. I often heard, I used to go to Wesley in Donnybrook, and you would hear, I was a regular at Wesley, and you would hear people talking about these wild things that were supposed to be happening at Wesley that I never saw sight nor sound of. And I think were grossly exaggerated. But is it not the case that this is the fledgling first steps into adulthood, and that you know, I accept what you're saying, but the fact that they're on a licensed premises, if it's not serving drink, it might as well be the parish hall. It's just a big venue. Like, what do you want to see actually change?
I suppose the parish hall never accommodated up to 2,500 young people aged between 11 and up to 17 in the same premises, where there is very light touch supervision, light touch security, no mandated adult to child ratios. So if I run a sporting club, if I'm involved in childcare, if I'm involved in education, if I'm involved in youth work, any of those settings, I have very specific adult to child ratios. Now, I certainly don't want to see what you would need in a childcare facility in teenage discos, but we do need to come up with some sort of guidelines for providers, because some nightclubs are doing this well and some aren't. But what has happened is this has become a for-profit model for a dwindling nightclub scene in Ireland. You know, you were talking about your universities and messy rooms. And when I lived in Galway in my university days, there were at least five nightclubs in Salt Hill. I understand that there's none now. So, you know, this wasn't the solution. Charging 11, 12-year-olds €20 a pop, 2,500 of them, squashing them into the same venue.
Is it 11 and 12-year-olds? Certainly my kids didn't go to the teen discos that you're kind of talking about. And I have teenagers, and my youngest is 14, and he's been to the sort of the big ones, as Shane says. They're run by GA, but they're in big clubs and there'd be hundreds and hundreds of kids at them. And, you know, I haven't seen alcohol among him or his friends. I don't know what they all get up to by way of kissing or whatever they do. But it seems relatively innocent. And I know you're saying, I see it as a bad thing that we've gone from five nightclubs in Salt Hill to none.
So because do I.
Where are young people supposed to go? And if we're regulating teen discos out of the equation now too, it worries me.
I absolutely, and I think that's really important. And I think if you read the tone of the report and the content of the report, we certainly aren't looking to have them regulated out of existence. We're actually saying they're really important. As early as, you know, the 1980s, young people in Ireland were identifying them as one of their top two favourite things that they do. So this is a really important part. But what we have is an absolute blind spot in Irish policy in relation to the teenage disco. So if I talk to you about anything else to do with young people, I would be able to point to national policy. We have done a complete root and branch review of policy in Ireland that relates to children, and from child protection to vision, you know, to all of those TUSLA and Department of Children and okay. Department of Justice and Department of Health. There is no right. policy in relation to how you do these. And you said you're not aware of children as young as 11, but it's not, there's no mandated age that you need to be to access okay. these venues.
Look, so, unfortunately, you know, Paul, we're going to have to leave it there. But I do appreciate you coming on, because I think it's a very interesting conversation. That is CEO of Alcohol Forum Ireland, Paula Leonard. Let us know your experience around this. Let us know what you think about all of that. 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
106.